In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Francis Gerald Ewing, age 81, of Lebanon, died Sunday at Jewish Hospital in Louisville. Survivors include his wife, Catherine Pauline Russell Ewing, five daughters and their spouses, Rose Marie and Tom Sims of Lebanon, Catherine Ann and J.T. Reynolds of St. Joe, Martha Ann and Wayne Knopp of Findlay, Patricia Lynn Ewing of Bardstown, Mary Carmel Ewing of LaGrange. Six sons and their spouses, Francis Kenneth Ewing of Lebanon, Charles Ray and Phyllis Ewing of Raywick, Joseph Terrence Ewing of Loretta, Joseph Clarence Ewing of Kimblesville, Timothy Gerald and Kim Ewing of Raywick, James Donald Ewing of Greensburg, three brothers, including Melvin Ewing of Lebanon, three sisters, Dorothy Buckler of Springfield, Carol Craven and Betsy Lou Mattingly, both of Lebanon, 21 grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren. Funeral mass for Francis Gerald Ewing will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Charles Catholic Church with burial in the St. Charles Cemetery. The Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon is in charge of the arrangements. Mrs. Mary Effie Raley, age 81, of Lebanon, died Monday at Springview Hospital. Survivors include one son, James Raley Jr. of Bradfordsville, one daughter of Lexington, one brother and two sisters, all of Indiana, six grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren. Funeral mass for Mary Effie Raley will be today at noon at the St. Augustine Catholic Church in Lebanon with burial in the church cemetery. The Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon is in charge of the arrangements. Moselle McDonald Hogan, age 88, of Kimblesville, formerly of Mansville, died Saturday in Louisville. Survivors include two sons and one daughter, including Arthur Douglas Hogan and Jim Hogan of Kimblesville, two sons-in-law, including George Henry Darren of Kimblesville, seven grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, one sister Helen Hogg of Glasgow, sister-in-law Margaret McDonald of Kimblesville. Funeral services for Moselle McDonald Hogan will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Jones Chapel Cemetery. Mrs. Mary Elizabeth Coulter Kirkland, age 84, of Bradfordsville, died Tuesday at her residence. She is survived by one daughter and her husband, Shirley and C.W. Farmer of Jessetown, two sons and their spouses, Carol and Betty Kirkland and Ronnie and Karen Kirkland, all of Bradfordsville, one sister, Nancy Kaufman of Broadhead, one brother and his wife, Vernon and Francis Coulter of Danville, seven grandchildren, five great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Mary Elizabeth Coulter Kirkland will be Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon with burial in the Old Liberty Cemetery at Bradfordsville. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Bosley Funeral Home. The family requests that expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to Hospice Care of Central Kentucky or the Bradfordsville Baptist Church Building Fund. Mr. Joseph Raymond Boone, age 64, of Fairfield, Ohio, a native of Marion County, died Monday at his residence. Local survivors include sisters Mary and Phyllis Boone of New Haven, Antonella McCorkle of Hodgenville, brothers Fred, Richard, and Dan Boone of New Haven. Funeral services for Joseph Raymond Boone will be Saturday afternoon in Fairfield, Ohio, with cremation to follow. Local visitation will be after 2 o'clock Thursday at the Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.